Now, the rest of the story. It was 2:20 in the afternoon. The fire alarm rang on East Main Street at the public school, Columbus, Ohio. There was just time to evacuate the children before the schoolhouse went up in flames. And there on the corner of Miller and Main, watching in wide-eyed wonder as the horse-drawn red fire wagon clattered onto the scene, was little Eddie, 8 years young. Eddie was among the school children who had marched calmly from the premises only minutes previous. Now, as a bystander, he became intrigued by the flurry of excitement all around him, objectively so, until he remembered that he had left his coat and cap on a peg in the back of the classroom. He simply could not go home without that coat and cap. Clothing cost money, and for Eddie's family, money was then in very short supply. So, without even considering any danger to himself, the small boy dashed back into the burning school, and the flames closed in behind him. But this is the rest of the story. From the time it had scarcely begun, Eddie had led a charmed life. At age 3, he ran into the street in front of his folks' house, smack into a moving streetcar. Had he collapsed beneath its wheels, he would have been killed. Instead, he bounced away and onto the curb, badly but not permanently injured. Then there's the time he fell into a cistern. Some men were digging one in a neighbor's yard. Little Eddie was standing there watching. When the edge of the hole crumbled, the boy toppled in right on his head, and then the earth caved in on top of him. And when the workers pulled him out, Eddie was unconscious, and he would remain so for 2 hours. Incredibly, he had completely recovered by supper time. Eddie was only 6 when he went down to the rail yards with his brother and tried to jump on a moving train. And he was still hanging on the back of the coal tender when the train stopped suddenly, throwing him to the tracks. Then the engine started backing up. In fact, Eddie would have been mangled had his brother not seen what had happened and snatched him from the rails in the nick of time. Eddie promised he would be more careful around trains in the future, even though shortly thereafter, he was hurrying across some tracks when his foot got stuck in an open switch. Sure enough, a train was coming. Once more, his brother came to the rescue, tugging on Eddie until his foot came out of his shoe just as the locomotive thundered past him. Things like that were always happening to Eddie. He was forever falling out of trees, knocking himself cold, narrowly escaping one peril or another. But when he ran into that burning schoolhouse in the winter of 1898, that day it seemed that the ninth of his 9 lives must surely have perished in the flames. Hardly anybody present was able to believe his eyes when, after agonizing moments passed, that boy reappeared, running top speed through a wall of fire, his hair and his eyebrows singed and his face scorched, but otherwise safe. And tucked under Eddie's arm were his treasured coat and cap. History recalls the death-defying accomplishments of America's number one flying ace of World War I, with medals from his chin to his chest for all of his accomplishments as an aviator, and before that, as a daredevil race car driver, Eddie Rickenbacker, who died in bed 11 weeks shy of his 83rd birthday, was called lucky by some folks. Well, I guess that was so, now that we know the rest of the story.